Welcome to another Snapkeep Arcade Deck Guide. I'm your host, Boots, and today we're joined once again by Spencer Howland of Constructed Criticism. This week we'll be talking about Lady Dreadhorde, a Sultai mid-range deck that uses Vraska, Tamiyo, Nissa, and Vivian Reed alongside three copies of Command the Dreadhorde. Spencer, let us know all about Lady Dreadhorde.
Yeah, so this is a deck that might look a little bit familiar, but got some awesome new toys. We're looking at Sultai mid-range. No, just kidding. We're looking at Sultai Command the Dreadhorde, but it has a lot of the same cards as Sultai mid-range. So one of the things that has become really, really popular has been the Command the Dreadhorde 4 and 5 color decks. So these are decks that play all the Planeswalkers they can, the Explore package, and they get them all back with Command the Dreadhorde after they go into the graveyard from dying or through Explore things, and they kind of just get this insurmountable advantage that way. This deck does the exact same thing, but has a little bit better mana and has a little bit more of a consistent game plan. So one of the things that I really like about the three color version, specifically this version of the deck, is you get to play Assassin's Trophy and Hostage Taker as removal and things like that. It was really funny early on in the format. My friend Matt Kling asked me, why aren't we just playing Tamiyo and Sultai? And I was like, I don't know. Do you think it's good there? And it turns out that Tamiyo Collector of Tales actually is just good in Sultai. You get back your Wild Growth Walkers if you need them. You can get back your Krasis. And one of the things is that's really cool about Tamiyo, and I'll kind of go off about this card for a little bit, is you get to play kind of less of different effects because you're playing it. Because I can just get back an Assassin's Trophy if I need it, or get back a Command the Dreadhorde after I mill it, or get back a Hydro Krasis, I get to play less of them. And that's really powerful to do. It turns your deck into like a, not a toolbox, but like I can get anything I need kind of situation. It's not the same thing because, you know, Hydro Krasis and Command the Dreadhorde basically do the same thing, but it is a really powerful card in the deck. And one of the reasons that you play something like Paradise Druid is actually your ability to just play Tamiyo a little bit early. It ticks up and goes to 6 loyalty, making it really hard to kill, and then your opponents can't target you with their discard spells and make you sacrifice different things, which has just been kind of powerful. So for our creatures, we have 4 Llanowar Elves, 4 Merfolk Branchwalker, 2 Paradise Druid, 4 Wild Growth Walker, 4 Jadelight Ranger, 1 Hostage Taker, and 3 Hydrated Krasis. If you were to just look at this deck at a creature level, it's actually just not that different from a typical Sultai deck. You're playing basically all the same cards that you would be in Sultai, and you're pretty happy about it. The Explore package is probably the most important part of the creature package. It lets you, when you cast Command the Dreadhorde, to regain basically all the life you lost. So what happens is you have 2 Wild Growth Walkers in your graveyard that you've either put in there from Tamiyo activations or they died earlier in the game. Then you cast Command the Dreadhorde, you get 2 of those back, you get a Merfolk Branchwalker and a Jadelight Ranger. And all of a sudden, you know, while you paid that, 4, 6, 9 life, and you're going to end up gaining 8 life from that play, netting yourself 9 life for a future Command the Dreadhorde. And that's just a really powerful play. And that's not even to mention the fact that you probably got a couple Planeswalkers in there too. You probably had a Vraska that died. Maybe you had a Vivian Reed that got countered. You get those back and you just have immediate protection for your Planeswalkers that you get back with Command the Dreadhorde, and these very large, you know, Wild Growth Walkers and all that extra life to work. The one of Hostage Taker is because I think it's actually just really good in the deck. Being able to get back a creature to remove another creature is really good. You could obviously play something like Ravenous Chupacabra or something along those lines, and maybe that ends up being better in the long run, but I do think that you want one of those effects in the style of a creature. So a lot of lists that I see, they run actually 3 Vraska Golgari Queen, where our deck runs 2. We're just taking that slot with a creature slot for Command the Dreadhorde. One of the things that we see is a decline in Hydro Krasis, and Narset is certainly a reason for that to exist, but you're actually a pretty good deck at pressuring Planeswalkers. Your Vraskas kill their Narset, your Assassin's Trophy kill their Narset, and then you just have a bunch of creatures that can pretty easily get in 1 point of damage on a Narset. And the other thing is, in the matchups where they don't have that card, you just have this inevitability with Hydro Krasis that you just don't have with other cards in the format. And because you're playing something like Tamiyo, you actually get to play less Hydro Krasis. So I can get the effect of Hydro Krasis with a little bit less of them overall. Assassin's Trophy is basically the only spell in the main deck that, you know, interacts with your opponent. This is for a pretty good reason. You only have so many slots that you can afford after playing the Tamiyos, after playing the Vraskas, for this style of effect. And Assassin's Trophy being able to kill both, you know, any type of permanent makes it kind of the perfect one to do that. Yeah, you draw one of them, you get to pick off the pesky thing that's bothering you, and then kind of just win the long game with Command the Dread Horde, Tamiyo, and Hydrid Crisis. So the Planeswalker package we've picked is 2 Vraska, 4 Tamiyo, 2 Nissa that shakes the world, or who shakes the world, oh my gosh, I can't even say the name right, and 1 Vivian Reed. Nissa's a really interesting one, because when you have a Nissa in play, it's one of the like strongest things you can have in play with that Hydroid Crisis. And then it kind of really does a good job of pressuring other Planeswalkers. It also comes up to 6 loyalty. You get to put 3/1/1 counters on a non-creature land, untap it, and it becomes a 0/0 vigilant with vigilance and haste. So those lands going to attack every turn into opposing Planeswalkers, making this another great way to pressure Planeswalkers, since it gives them haste immediately when she comes down. So she effectively only costs 4 mana at that point to either protect herself or pressure opposing Planeswalker. Vivian Reed doesn't really need much explanation. Vivian Reed is a great engine. Because you're playing Tamiyo, you can once again afford to only play one of this card, and it's really powerful. Weirdly enough, Vraska Golgari Queen is really, really good with Command the Dread Horde, because you can sit there and be like, all right, I'm going to attack with this Jade Light Ranger. Then I'm going to sacrifice the Jade Light Ranger to draw a card. Then I'm going to get the Jade Light Ranger and 2 Wild Growth Walkers back. And because I actually am happy that that Jade Light Ranger was in my graveyard for my Command the Dread Horde. And then Tamiyo, I've talked about it quite a bit. It basically does everything. You know, you get to name cards that you're looking for. So if you need an Assassin's Trophy right then, you get a pretty good shot at getting it, because you reveal the top 4 cards of your library to look for it. And if you don't get it, you're just filling your graveyard with things for Tamiyo to pick up with her -3 ability. She's really the glue that holds the deck together. So the lands that we have selected are 4 forests. We have 5 blue-black duels and Drowned Catacombs and 4 Water Grave. We have all 8 of the green-black and 4 Overrun Tomb, 4 Woodland Cemetery, 4 Breeding Pool, and 3 Hinterland Harder with 7 green-blues. The only thing that I'm considering changing with the mana base right now is I do think that the deck could really use a Memorial of Folly. Being able to, because you have that Tamiyo, you know, you could probably, because you're only playing 3 colors, abuse your mana base a little bit by playing a tap land. And I think that would be a pretty cool change that if people are looking, you know, what would you change about this deck? That would probably be the thing that I would say. We're playing a little bit less stuff than other people. We put room in for that extra Hostage Shaker. You know, I have an extra Paradise Druid because I think Tamiyo is so important early and stuff like that. But I really believe in what the main deck of this deck is trying to do, and I think it puts together a pretty good plan. For our sideboard, we have some interactive spells. You know, as we look at the main deck, you know, you see you only have those 2 Assassin's Trophies, so there's lots of interaction in the sideboard. 3 Duress, 2 Disdainful Stroke, 1 Cast Down, 1 Moment of Craving, 2 Elder Spell, even Crawl Harpooner, Thrashing Brontodon, Hostage Taker, Finality of Eternity. The entire sideboard interacts with what your opponent's doing, and you adjust your midrange deck accordingly. So, you know, Dress comes in, obviously. Dress is really, really good against, you know, some of those decks like Jeskai Walkers, where that's just going to take a really powerful card out of their hand basically every time. Disdainful Stroke, both good in the mirror match by countering other Command the Dread Hordes, as well as, you know, able to pick off some of those big giant Planeswalkers. Like, I don't know if you've ever played against a Sarkhan, listeners or viewers, but it's a tough uphill battle once it gets in play, and having the Disdainful Stroke for some of those big spells is really important. Cast Down and Moment of Craving just give you more cheap interaction against some of the aggro decks. You bring those in along with, you know, things like Crawl Harpooner and Thrashing Brontodon to be able to block a little bit more and stuff like that. Hostage Taker, once again, I think is really good in different types of mirror matches. Because we're playing on ours in the main, we actually got extra sideboard room for the Crawl Harpooners. And, you know, Hostage Taker just is really good in those grindy creature matchups. Finality of Eternity is one that's been really interesting. You know, you get to destroy up to 3 creatures with toughness X or less. And because this deck sometimes creates so much mana, you know, in a mirror match, rather than, you know, playing something like Mass Manipulation that's blue, 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 maybe that was too many blues, but you just get to kill, you know, 3 creatures at once with a Finality of Eternity, and that usually will be enough to swing the game in those matchups. I think Elder Spell is a sad current must include. I know a lot of people are really high on the spell, putting in the main deck. I think two in the sideboard is totally fine. You know, once you combine it with Duress and Disdainful Stroke and stuff like that, it's pretty good. I think that if the format stays Planeswalker heavy, expect this card to continue to see play. But other than that, the only thing that I worry about with this deck, and it's actually why I made room for some Pearl Harpooners, is Mono Blue could make a comeback with this deck being super popular and the, you know, some of the Planeswalker decks and things like that. So definitely watch out for how be prepared for, you could start playing against that soon. It's not popular right now, but it is something that I do expect could become more popular, and it's the reason that I put Carl Hopruners on the sideboard.
Thank you so much to Spencer Hallin of Constructed Criticism for another deck guide. You can check out all of his amazing work at constructedcriticism.com. If you like this video, please subscribe to Snapkeep Arcade and hit that bell icon to get notified whenever we upload a new video. This has been Boots with Snapkeep Arcade. Thanks for watching.